From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Armored personnel carriers were seen outside the capital of Zimbabwe a day after the army commander threatened to step in and calm political tensions over the president's firing of his deputy. Andrew Palcheski reports as the ruling party accused the commander of treasonable conduct.
Mugabe fired Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa last week and accused him of plotting to take power. Mnangagwa, who enjoyed the backing of the military and was once seen as a potential successor to Mugabe, has fled the country and said he and his family have been threatened. Over 100 senior officials allegedly supporting him have been listed for disciplinary measures by a faction associated with Mugabe's wife, Grace Mugabe, who now appears positioned to replace Mnangagwa and could succeed her husband as president. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump has concluded his first trip to Asia. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has been traveling with the president and has more on a forthcoming announcement.
He has already said that when he gets back to Washington on Wednesday, there will be a major announcement at the White House. Wrapping this all up, focusing on the big trade accomplishments that he claims he's made here, some $300 billion in deals, and we'll see what specifics come out about that.
Another focus of the trip was to speak with world leaders about finding a way to end North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions rejected accusations on Tuesday that he lied to lawmakers when he previously testified he knew of no contacts between Donald Trump's election campaign and Russian operatives last year. Follow the Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, and more. This is VOA News. Myanmar's military issued its most forceful denial yet that security forces did not commit atrocities during clearance operations, saying an internal investigation had absolved them of any wrongdoing. Miller Sega has more on the crisis that has triggered the largest refugee exodus in ages from Asia.
The report contradicts consistent statements from ethnic Rohingya Muslim refugees now in Bangladesh. Some arrived with gunshot wounds and severe burns. Others have described massacres, rape, looting, and the burning of hundreds of villages by Myanmar's army and civilian mobs. The UN Humanitarian Office said Tuesday that the number of Rohingya who have fled Myanmar to Bangladesh since August 25th has risen to 618,000. While the report acknowledged that battles against militants from the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army had left 376 terrorists dead, it also claimed security forces had never shot at the innocent Bengalis and that there was no death of innocent people. Myanmar's government and most of the Buddhist majority say the members of the Muslim minority are Bengalis, who migrated illegally from Bangladesh, and do not acknowledge the Rohingya as a local ethnic group, even though they have lived in Myanmar. Millar Sega, VOA News.
Robert Brooks reports that a Japanese tech giant says it's mulling a multi-billion-dollar deal to invest in the ride-sharing app Uber.
Japanese telecoms giant SoftBank says it's weighing up a $1 billion investment in the company, on top of a move to buy 17% of its shares. Sources tell Reuters a deal could ultimately be worth up to $10 billion. Uber is open to the move after terms were used to make peace between two key board members, co-founder and former CEO Travis Kalanick, and a top shareholder that pushed to get him removed earlier this year, Benchmark Capital. But SoftBank execs in Tokyo made it clear on Tuesday that so far nothing is set in stone, and if the share price isn't right, there won't be a deal. SoftBank has a history of investing in tech startups, and at nearly $70 billion, Uber is the world's most valuable venture-backed company.
That's reporter Robert Brooks. For the first time in decades, U.S. lawmakers on Tuesday examined the nuclear authority wielded by American presidents, and in particular, whether President Donald Trump could order a preemptive nuclear strike on North Korea. Testifying before lawmakers were former high-ranking Pentagon officials who said that Trump, like his presidential predecessors, had absolute unilateral authority to order a retaliatory nuclear strike, but not a preemptive nuclear attack. An annual report by Freedom House saw internet freedoms decline, with Ukraine, Egypt, and Turkey showing the most notable one-year erosion of freedoms. China remained the world's worst abuser of internet freedom, followed by Syria and Ethiopia. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.